From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. authorities Wednesday arrested three men on charges of plotting to support the Islamic State in Syria and kill U.S. President Barack Obama, police, and FBI agents in the United States. Officials said all three were living in New York, although two of them were identified as nationals of Uzbekistan and the third a citizen of Kazakhstan. The federal prosecutor in New York, Loretta Lynch, nominated by Mr. Obama to be the U.S. Attorney General, said, quote, the flow of foreign fighters to Syria represents an evolving threat to our country and to our allies, end quote. The year 2014 was a catastrophic one for millions of people around the world, a human rights watchdog group said Wednesday. In its annual human rights report, Amnesty International said millions of civilians were killed from Syria to Ukraine, Gaza to Nigeria, while the number of displaced people around the world exceeded 50 million last year, for the first time since the end of World War II. The report accused world governments of failing to protect civilians from violence by states and armed groups. Ukraine's military reported for the second consecutive day Wednesday a significant reduction in attacks by pro-Russian rebels, but said a ceasefire has not yet taken hold. Rebels carried out 19 attacks on government-held territory and targets over the previous 24 hours, this according to a Facebook statement by the Ukrainian military's press center. The foreign ministers of Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France met Tuesday in Paris, but disagreed over who was to blame for violations of the ceasefire. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers stalemated Wednesday over President Barack Obama's immigration policies and new funding for the country's Department of Homeland Security just 2 days before the agency runs out of money. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is calling for split votes in his chamber on a $40 billion Homeland Security budget, overturning Mr. Obama's immigration policy changes that would block deportation for more than 4 million immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally. But the Republican-controlled House of Representatives has already approved legislation linking the two issues, and Speaker John Boehner showed no inclination to support McConnell's plan for new split votes, even as Homeland Security's current funding runs out Friday. Boehner told a news conference,
I'm waiting for the Senate time. The House has done its job to fund the Department of Homeland Security and to stop the president's overreach on immigration.
U.S. President Barack Obama's national security advisor has sharply criticized Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to speak before Congress about the U.S.-led talks with Iran over its nuclear program. Mr. Netanyahu has accepted an invitation by House Speaker John Boehner to address a joint meeting of Congress March 3rd. 2 weeks before Israeli parliamentary elections. In an interview Tuesday with U.S. television journalist Charlie Rose, Susan Rice said the decision has injected a degree of partisanship to bilateral ties between the United States and Israel. A court in Bangladesh issued an arrest warrant Wednesday for former Prime Minister Khalida Zia in connection with two corruption cases after she failed to appear in court. Her lawyers argued she was concerned about safety due to ongoing unrest in Bangladesh and that she has been confined to her office. Ms. Zia has been charged with illegally buying land for a charity named after her late husband, former President Zilur Rahman. She has said the charges are politically motivated. The tensions between the two main parties in Bangladesh led to protests and violence that has killed about 100 people. An avalanche in Afghanistan has killed at least 100 people, with the death toll expected to rise, officials said Wednesday. Winter storms hit hardest in the mountains of Panjshir province, north of Kabul. We haven't seen this much snow or this many avalanches for 30 years, said the acting governor of Panjshir in an interview with Reuters news agency. The storms follow what had been a dry winter in Afghanistan. I'm Bob Doty, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.